Trump warns U.S. against becoming like Europe with mass migration. By Kurt Zindelka on March 3, 2025. Though much of recent attention has been placed on the war in Ukraine, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned against focusing too much on the foreign conflict rather than the pressing needs at home, notably immigration, for fear of becoming like Europe. Following the sensational scenes last week in the Oval Office, in which Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky was accused of being disrespectful to President Trump while he attempted to forge a peace deal to end the three-year war with Russia, after which European leaders appeared to side with Kyiv over Washington, the American leader seems to be set to turn his focus back home. Taking to his Truth Social platform on Sunday evening, President Trump wrote, "We should spend less time worrying about Putin and more time worrying about migrant rape gangs, drug lords, murderers, and people from mental institutions entering our country, so that we don't end up like Europe." President Trump has already begun to deliver on his campaign pledge of reversing the disastrous open borders agenda of his predecessor Joe Biden. According to the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, Michael W. Banks, Trump's first full month in office saw the lowest number of illegal alien apprehensions at the border with Mexico in recorded history. Chief Banks reported on Sunday that 8,326 illegal aliens were detained attempting to cross the southern border in February, down from 140,641 during the same month last year, representing a 94% decline under the Trump administration. The border boss went on to reveal that the number of illegal migrant detentions at the border with Mexico has fallen by 82% since December, Joe Biden's last full month in office. Conversely, while European leaders gathered for an emergency summit to discuss the war in Ukraine on Sunday in London, the number of illegal boat migrants landing in Britain hit their highest daily total for the year, with 592 landing on Sunday alone. Meanwhile, the European Union Agency for Asylum, EUAA, reported on Monday that some 1,014,420 asylum requests were made in the bloc last year, many of whom would have first entered the EU illegally. The influx of millions of foreigners, mostly from the Middle East and Africa, into Europe over the past decade has coincided with rising levels of crime in once safe countries like Sweden and increasingly regular terror attacks in countries like France and Germany. President Trump has long cited Europe's globalist open borders agenda as a warning for Americans. Last month, his deputy, Vice President J.D. Vance, highlighted it at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. Vance warned that mass migration represented the most urgent threat to Europe, dwarfing external threats such as those posed by Russia. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.